oatmeal raisin.
Yep.
Good.
That's all.
All right.
Like brownie cookie. Just looks like a cookie. Tastes just like a brownie. No, nice. Frosting on those.
Oh, it's good.
Sometimes like, you only know, eat like that one, and I'm like, I love cookies and brownies.
That's sort of like a kind of like maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't want to interrupt that conversation, but I'm going to have to. Welcome to our town board meeting tonight.
Oh, Mr. Chair, we,
yes.
Brian tonight?
What's that?
No Brian?
His daughter's playing volleyball. He'll join us when she
okay,
gets
sorry.
Done.
I wasn't even paying attention to the time. Hold on. Did
we
you
turned it on.
Do that? Good
we
job.
Think we turned it on.
Sorry.
So welcome. We're going to begin with opening prayer, and then we'll have Brother. Mr. Chad Jensen give the...
Brother Chad.
Yeah, he's my brother. Have him lead us in the pledge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our Father in heaven, we come before thee this time, give thee thanks for the many blessings thou hast bestowed upon us. We be grateful, Father, for the land that we have, for this great country that we live in. Grateful for this community that we have to raise our families in, and we're grateful, Father, for those who have come before us who have sacrificed so much for in our behalf. We're grateful, and we pray for guidance this day that we will be able to make choices and decisions that will best meet see the needs of this community. And we pray for guidance in all that we do. We say things we must have Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We stand for pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Seated.
For the record, Brian Havlin is not with us at the moment, but will join us if he can after his daughter's volleyball game. This period, there is a public comment period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. If you want to wait till those items are discussed, that's fine. But if you have something you'd like to discuss before those items, that's fine as well. Generally, we want you to stand up and say your name. If we can't hear you clearly, we may have you spell your name. And typically, those comments are limited to 3 minutes. So are there any public comments at this time? Okay, thank you. We need a motion or possible action for approval of January 11th, 2019 minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes for July 11th, 2019.
Mr. Chair, was everyone here? Was everyone at that meeting?
Yes.
Yes. I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes for January 11th, 2019 meeting. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Passes. Okay, we need a motion for approval of the agenda for this meeting, August 29th, 2019. Is there a motion?
I move that we approve the agenda for today, August 29th, 2019.
Is there a second?
I second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the agenda for today. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item 5, number 1, Bureau of Land Management will be providing information regarding the draft environmental assessment that analyzes the environmental effects of the Gold Butte National Monument Historic Properties Protection Project. Project consists of installation and maintenance of interpretive and recreational areas at the three cultural complex sites, Falling Man, Kirk's Grotto, and Whitney Pocket. Document will be available for public view and comment from August 30th tomorrow to September 30th for discussion only. And we have Lee here. We're glad to have you, Lee.
Yay!
Please.
Lee Kirk, Acting Monument Manager for Gold Butte National Monument. I just have some handouts for you guys, and I'll leave some over there for anyone who's interested in this project. This is just an update. As you read, where I presented that project to you guys back in February. So we completed our draft environmental assessment. The project is, we have three sites in Gold Butte National Monument. that are culturally sensitive, Whitney Pocket, Falling Man, and Kirk's Grotto. Our project right now is to possibly put some bathrooms at those sites, such as Whitney Pocket, Falling Man possibly, and a bathroom possibly at Kirk's Grotto. Designate some trails, provide kiosks, interpreting the cultural sites that are there. So we're basically putting some amenities at these sites to help protect the sites and interpret them for the future. So what the draft environmental assessment does is, since we're going to do these things at those sites, it analyzes what those impacts might be to those sites. We've gone out to the been at different board meetings, worked with the tribe and Wampa tribe, had field trips to kind of get some information. So there's some slight things that have changed since the last time I presented. We looked at an alternative bathroom around Whitney Pocket, maybe across the road instead of right at the site. Different types of bathrooms, maybe more temporary bathrooms at the more remote places. Falling Man and Kirk's Grotto is more remote than Whitney Pocket, so maybe more temporary. Basically a wooden box with a bucket underneath you can just replace easier. It's not really maintained. Those roads aren't maintained all the time. They're hard to get back to, so may not get the use. So we just kind of added different alternatives. So the EA will look at those different alternatives and what those impacts are. So it's just kind of more of a range that we can kind of use. So we don't have to do anything, but it allows us to analyze if we ever do it in the future. So we've been working really hard with the tribe on this. So there's a couple ways you can provide comments. There's through the NEPA register site where the actual document is if you want to review the document. There's an email address, and you can also mail it in if you'd like to. So all this information is on this handout if you're interested. So if you really want to figure out what the project is, you can just go on the site, read it. It's not too long. Total, it's only about 25 pages. That's with analysis. But if you want to really just know what the projects are, if there's an attachment to it, it tells you what they are. Awesome. Put it over there. So it'll kind of give you all the information and what we're looking at. And after that, we once we get the comments in, if there's any changes, we then have to do what they call a historic properties treatment plan, and that's where they go and determine if there's any excavation that needs to be done, data collection for those sites. You know, as we do these things, there might be more obviously increase in visitation, so it could mean more looting, more different things, kind of thing. So they have to see what they might need to kind of mitigate for that if they need to do any data recovery. So we work heavily with the tribe and kind of get their feedback on what they might have concerns about that. So that'll be the next stage. After that, it'll go to implementing. So if we determine, yeah, let's put a bathroom at Whitney Pocket, we will then we have the funding for it. We'll have to still figure out how we're going to maintain the bathroom, but we will have funding to build it. So we may or may not put bathrooms at the other spots. That'll be part of this whole process once we get some of the public comments back. So, but we have options from full-on vault toilet to temporary portable toilets. So we kind of have options.
Are they going to start maintaining that road out of
the office? Lee gets to hear this every meeting.
So we've done a few things, try to fill some of the potholes. We worked with Clark County on that, had a big volunteer project. They provided some of the mix. We provided some of the mix. We hit more than they normally hit. But right now, the engineer's kind of been out there. It's going to take time. So I wish I could tell you, but I don't know how soon we're working. We kind of looked into it, but it might be a while before it. So we might probably work with county again to help do some more patching in the hole and just slowly do what we can so we can make a more permanent solution. Yeah, so I definitely
need to do a while, so. Okay.
So I'll leave some of these up here. And it's okay, right? I can just talk to the Still Gold Butte. I can just say a few more things. So we are having a National Public Lands Day out in Gold Butte on the 28th of September. It's going to start at 8 a.m. on State Route 170, the Backcountry Byway. Some of the other camping areas are starting to get further and further out. We're going to put a few posts around that to kind of keep it from spreading. We're going to do some replacement of the portal signs and some of the directional signs we're going to install. And we're going to do some rehab on a closed road. So if anyone wants to come out, that's 8 a.m. It's a Saturday, 28th. You'll see us. We'll be all camped out. Feel free to participate. Probably be there from 8 to 2 that day. So, and then a quick update on that. Last time I was here, we had someone from the Parashant National Monument about the burrow gather. They got 40 burrows, so they're all done.
Really?
Successful.
So I'm pulling through Mesquite the other day with all the panels and trucks. And
it was horrifying to hear someone's killing them someplace else.
Oh, yeah, something in California. In California. But if you guys have any questions, my name and number is on the bottom. So if you have just how the document is and need other questions, let me know. And I'll do the process or have any problems with providing comments, but there's multiple ways to do that. So again, thank you guys. Any questions?
Thanks. He's going to go, so.
Oh, no. No questions. Thanks,
Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
Bye. Yep. There's no planning and zoning items, so general business. Number one, Wyatt Levitt to present analysis of cost and installation of proposed skate park for discussion and possible action. Wyatt, you have the floor.
Okay.
And your friends.
We were here before about maybe getting a skate park. This is where we were thinking maybe to put it. That's Funkville Park. Clark County owns it. The county owns it.
Isn't that the parking lot?
Their parking lot over there?
Yeah, so, yep. So it's, yeah. Where they park, where they have a trailer and...
A grader.
Grader parked there. Cool.
And then these are all just some skate parks in Clark County, followed by this giant one in Las Vegas. That's just to show how big they can get.
That's a nice wish right there. I don't know if it's gonna, fit in that spot, but hey, dream big. Why not?
Probably more reasonable.
Yeah. Back at, you know, when I was young, it was an empty pool, but I never did that. I just saw it.
Mr. Chair, so it's concrete.
Yes.
There are some concrete pictures here versus...
All of them in Vegas are concrete.
Not all.
There's one in Logandale.
That's got just some additions onto the...
Above ground.
Right.
The problem with the above ground is they don't last. And you have to redo them every 5, 6, 7 or something like that. So
we're thinking that if we do a concrete one, it'll last longer and we won't have to keep redoing it.
We have some people with the equipment and people with the knowledge and know-how with concrete and stuff that are willing to donate their time and their equipment to do the digging and the whatever prep work and whatnot with the concrete. They just need the materials taken care of.
And usually a skate park costs from anywhere from $25 to $45 every square foot.
Did you map out how big that section is that you're...
It's about a quarter acre.
That section's pretty big, but so that's looking for an area to put it. So however big...
Do we...
They have a... Do you have a number that...
Well, no, the question I have is, do we own that part right there? I mean, is that part of the park?
Seems like there was a proposal one time to make that a parking lot for additional parking for the park out there on that. It's owned by Clark County. It has the Clark County grader and a
trailer
storage box over there.
Yeah. So there's a couple places you could put it, but as far as lighting and stuff like that, it's already there.
If you're near the utilities, huh? Just that can kill the cost if you're not near utilities.
Yeah, so
right.
You're right there with all that. And even if you put it between the basketball court
and the other, it's really narrow. It's pretty small.
Yeah,
right
so
there.
If you just took out part of that parking area instead of taking the whole thing, you could probably make it fit between those two areas.
You tell me again the cost, 25
to 45
dollars.
A square foot.
Yes.
So ironically, Marilyn and I are meeting in the next couple of weeks with a fellow who has a track at Nellis Meadows Park. It's Cheyenne and Nellis, and it's all dirt. And it's been dirt, and he's had it since when I worked with Tom Collins 12 years ago. He's having issues where they're cutting the chain link and coming in under the fence, because he has a, not a Connex box, but he has a building there, they're breaking into it, so we're going to go out and see what we can do about the fence. But I was going to talk to him about this, but if you're concrete, and for good reason, have you talked with anyone who currently has one or who has created one?
The building of the...
Yeah.
No, I've talked to people that have the equipment and the know-how with the concrete.
But some of these are done by the county, it sounds like.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And maintained by the county.
The county's put in...
Others.
Scooter parks or skate parks or bike parks, whatever. If you do the concrete, then anything and everything is okay.
Go on there.
Yeah.
That dirt road is probably just a bike park is probably what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it called BMX?
Yeah,
BMX track.
That's what it is. Okay. The North Las Vegas, theirs is right out on Craig Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Craig Ranch. That is.
That's big.
Yeah, oh, that's that one. Okay.
It's huge.
Okay.
We're not looking for.
That's just an example of how much people spend.
You stop and think. Every kid in this town has had a scooter at some point. Or a bicycle. Or
yeah,
a
I've got a couple of them in my garage for my kids when they.
I also put a poll on social media on my Instagram story to see. I asked who would like a skate park here in town. 94% of them voted yes, and 6% voted no. There were 273 views on the post.
And so that's how many your responses were based
yes.
on.
That's
good.
Kids from Mesquite?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's people that you're associated with on
Facebook. Because they're all going to want to come here, too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which is fine. I'm just saying.
We go to St. George now because that's what the
right.
Post
where,
is.
Right.
Yeah.
So how big is St. George?
It's pretty decent.
Like North Las Vegas?
No.
No.
Okay.
Nothing
is it the one by Family Fun, the Fiesta,
yeah,
whatever?
Back behind that.
I've seen it over there. I've seen kids over there.
I think it would be a good idea because it gets people out of the house and away from video games.
That is good.
It helps people, it helps you make friends. I have lots of friends made at skate parks, even if they're not where I live.
I do have a question, and this isn't necessarily for you, Wyatt, but obviously the county does it. My question is, what about liability with something like that? How does that go? Enter at your own risk? And
those answers. Well, I mean, anything could happen in that park.
Swings, any of that kind of stuff. There's a liability
swimming
factor.
Swimming pools are the worst, believe it or not.
Right, yeah.
When I worked at the rec center, we had that one back behind it.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
We did have a parent come in, so one time a kid got hurt, and they said that they're going to sue the city. And I can't remember who it was from the city. He said, well, if you're going to sue the city is going to sue you for negligence, not parenting and watching
not
them,
taking
so.
Care of them, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
It goes both ways.
And so the parent was like, oh, okay, then.
I guess we won't be suing. But, <they'll> sue.
Yeah.
Now, sadly, that is a reason sometimes why cities and counties don't build things, and that's a sad truth. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we have them and we're maintaining them, then I've got to ask some questions.
And I think a concrete one would be a lot easier to maintain than those above.
A lot easier.
Sure.
You know, and it's something that will last.
That was a problem with the one in Mesquite. It just got tore up all the time. And
it was above ground.
It was the wood ones.
Oh, yeah, Overton or Logandale.
Has a wood one.
Has just, two.
Yeah, ones. Just attached on the.
It's like you put a boat in it. You know,
right.
Just those
two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty trashed. And I would think you'd go crazy. What can you do with that, right? Okay. Good presentation, young man. Nice statistics.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wes.
So
if you'll stay for number three. No. For the next one. We're going to. What you've got is going to be included in the discussion.
Okay.
So number two, review, finalize.
Now, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, so it's a discussion of possible action. Do you feel the need to take any action at this time?
Not at the moment, I don't.
Okay.
I think you've done great, and we'll just do more research with, I guess, partly with the land that's right there,
mm-hmm.
and then second
size,
with the
cost.
Size cost. Yeah.
Maintenance. Okay. So if you read number two under the record, then I want to...
Okay, so under general business, item seven, number two, review, finalize fiscal year 2021 budget request and take public comment on the budget request for discussion and possible action. So this is listed on here. This is the third time we're doing this, correct? We have to do it three times.
It's your final time because it's been changed to two times. So
oh, super great.
We did three good for us, and if not, this is the last one.
Well, I kept seeing on the agenda, like, oh, we have to do the budget. We have to do the budget. I'm like, how many times do we have to do the budget?
Three times was a charm.
Okay.
Prior to them just changing it. So you have your list.
We have a list.
From September of 18. However, I gave you an additional free sheet there with some blue and red. And red is what Marilyn was referring to when she was at this town board meeting a year ago.
Right.
We submit projects, kind of like what you were doing, to the BLM, so the Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act, whatever that SNPLMA deal is. Mm-hmm. When they sell land to developers mainly, that money goes into a pot. All seven districts in the county put forth their projects they want to have done. I think Tom might have had one or two done, and this, I think, will be Maryland's first one. So there was a pot of money. It has to be at a certain amount before BLM will start to choose projects. But so these were the three that were chosen. The money has yet to be allocated. I called before I came up here today, and they're still waiting for the allocation of the money. So the plans haven't even begun. It's just this project was chosen. It will be funded. It will move forward. It will be constructed. That's my woohoo up there. This is done. So I'm just curious with Wyatt here if...
That could be put in the list.
Yeah, well, looking at your parks and rec list, I'm curious if the number three, add a larger pavilion or replace awning, if that is going to be covered by this medium-sized covered pavilion with picnic tables?
I would assume... It's not that big. I mean, the one we have is not that big.
Okay.
I've seen larger ones at other parks.
Okay.
So I would agree that the medium is probably...
It's probably
sufficient.
The choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And covered.
Right.
With picnic tables, barbecues, and trash enclosures. So, by
deleting three, or just changing it to medium,
change it to the skate park. But then I don't know, to speed it up, I'd have to see. You got to decide for your community.
The pave all parking areas south and west of the park kind of
includes
that area. So five and three can be added or.
Okay, that's
combined
the area that he showed you on the map.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But so just to finish this $1.9 million, it does talk about exactly what Wyatt talked about, which is encouraging children and adults to venture outdoors for exercise. And now it says a park walking trail. How come I feel like we already did the trail around the perimeter? Has that been done?
No.
Oh, it hasn't.
No.
I thought that was a separate slice of money. All right, I was trying to see what we could manipulate in here to add something like that, but I got to get a hard dollar, too. I got to get a cost of what, you know, a small, medium, or large.
Well, if you look at 100 by 100, that's 10,000 square feet. You times 25 to 45 bucks a square foot, you're looking at $250,000 to $450,000 for the skate park.
And what did you say, 100 square feet?
100 by 100.
Give me, is that good enough?
That's 100 by 100 is a pretty good size little park.
100 by 100, you're looking at 10,000 square feet.
And it would fit over there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, helps me better to get a price from the
county. So you're looking at anywhere from a quarter to $500,000 there, roughly.
And it'd probably be on that lower end if you've got people that
if you have people donate their volunteering.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen with
this. There's a whole thing, unfortunately.
You've got to put people to work.
It's not to say that Maryland, yeah, it's going to be prevailing wage, and so they could come and sue us for letting your brother do it or whatever. But that doesn't mean that maybe there was already a hole there when they got there. I don't know how these things happen. And then we can't accept donations. It's just got to go on the agenda. The commissioner's got to approve it. They've got to accept it. So there are some things we can do down the road. But so trying to massage the SNPLMA money in your existing. You all can decide where you want to put it.
So you're looking at taking number three off? Is that what you're?
Well, I don't know that I want to take three off. I want to just say that it's medium.
Yeah, it's covered by this one over on here.
Do we take it off
you
because
can,
it's
you
here?
Can, you can leave it and know that hopefully in a year when we do this again, you can cross it off because it will be happening already, perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just change it to say medium instead of larger.
Okay.
Medium size or whatever. I mean, I think it says larger because that means larger than what's there.
Right.
And what's there, if it's going to be a pavilion with a peak like I see in other areas, it's going to be larger anyway.
Yeah.
So.
So, but now don't be confused with Sniplema dollars
and
budget dollars.
Okay.
Because this is Parks and Recs money.
Yeah.
That's Public Works money and RPM's money. This is commissioner's sale of land, sale of BLM land money.
Realistically, part of much of this Parks and Rec could be taken off.
Yes, because much of it's going to be covered.
Yeah, it's going to be covered here, so we don't.
Right.
We won't need that.
Yeah. But let's leave it till 2020. And hopefully we can say without hesitation that three or four of those things were covered in the Sniplema grant. It's not a grant, Sniplema project. It seems pretty wide open to me that I'll have to talk to Marilyn about the BLM can be a little sticky. However, this was submitted to them as a project to be chosen, we can't deviate. So I'm going to want to see the details of that project. But if we can't slide that into this, then he can hopefully move up on the Parks and Rec list.
Well, one thing that I see on this one that I suspect will be difficult is joining up the trail around the park with the trail up there, because then you're going up Second West, and people will be like, we don't want that going by our... Because they didn't want it. You know, going all the way to Sarah Shannon over here, and it didn't happen, but fine, you know. I'm sure everybody's happy with, I'm happy with what we have.
Sure.
I guess it depends on whose houses are on that.
So what's the issue with that and another 8 feet onto the road on the side for walking / bike path? I almost ran over two kids on scooters coming down here early a minute ago.
Well, and that's a good...
Oh, they're both sitting right here, by the way.
We need that skate park yesterday.
Yeah, we need a bike lane or something.
I literally started with the Bunkerville Town Board at the conclusion of that, in my opinion, mess of a trail coming down Main Street here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was not... All that was done with the different commissioner's office, not District B. You had a District A commissioner at that time. So once I got on board and it was finished up, then you had all that issue of all the rocks. I mean, I don't know who has a street and a bunch of rocks and then puts an asphalt trail, because everything just kept coming down. So then, remember, we spent a lot of money.
No, yeah.
We spent and a lot of money that I wish we had not spent. We could have done a North Las Vegas skate park for these kids.
But they cemented it all in.
But that cost a lot of money, and that had to be done. So that's why Bunkerville's just kind of been sitting for a while without a lot happening. Marilyn was very excited to be able to do this because so much money was spent, which shouldn't have had to happen. That trail should have been done right the first time. But it felt like it took 5 years for the community input to work through that.
But sometimes,
for the greater good, maybe somebody's not happy and we find a way to mitigate their house, put up a fence, or I don't know what. But I don't like the kids going from trail to trail down a street, down just down the street. That seems, especially if he's driving, right? So, okay, I'm sorry. So you were saying it's going to be tough to connect the trail.
Yeah, that's all I see because
we might have to if it's in the original ask, and part of their saying yes was trail connectivity. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It could be a major component. I've got to see the application.
So we have a public comment back here.
When that trail went in originally.
Want to identify yourself for the record, sir?
Dwayne Magoon.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hi. When that trail went in originally, and we try to get things moved around, they told us it had to be 12 feet wide to come down the side of the street Then we threw a fit about that. Mm-hmm. They said, okay, we'll break it in half. We'll only go 6 feet. That was our minimum. It had to be one direction one way and one direction the other way. Then they're going to come up first south with the other way. Anyway, that's when we killed it. Because yeah. nobody in town could foresee a 12-foot sidewalk that nobody right. could park on or anything else. And that's why that went away, is because it was
No, and I think in the end it's better the way it is. I mean, yeah. So.
It took a long time.
Yeah, it took a long time.
It took a long time. Okay, we'll cross that trail.
And there were some afterthoughts on that too, by the way, because the lights were an afterthought.
Were added on. I'm
the
glad.
The concrete was an after the fact.
Sure.
Because whoever designed it was an after the fact, apparently, because I mean they just there was a whole bunch of things, and so the lights cost twice what they should have cost.
That was a bad deal.
And so that wasn't
the
much of a fault.
Was
that
bad
was
that they got.
Sure.
Aren't they those energy saving? We're going to tone it down and then amp it up when someone goes by. Motion
they do
sensor.
Lighten up. Yeah, it's got a motion sensor. It's, I mean, they're good. The lights are good. Thank goodness they're there.
So just hang on to that and more to come on that, and then I'll get some dollar amounts. But I guess in regard, you need to make a motion tonight on what. If you want to turn this into 2019-2020 with adding or deleting anything. And I also need to tell you that RPM, I can just see a picture in my mind, number two, the air conditioning for Justice Court. I feel like that is already funded.
So let's take that off. Let's remove new air conditioning unit for Justice Court.
I don't think the Justice of the Peace needs it anyway. So.
Well,
new board,
sure.
New ideas.
Yeah.
New direction.
Get that judge over there. Spying a fan.
The judge is his father-in-law.
Oh.
That's why he's saying that.
Okay.
But he's on board with with it. I think. We're about to find out.
So, Parks and Rec, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you want to add number 6? Or were just going to add skate park to number 5?
Let's add skate park to 5.
Okay.
Possible skate park.
So yeah. Payable parking area south and west of park with addition of
skate park in that general
a
area.
Concrete skate park.
Yeah. Concrete.
And I'm going to put approximately 100 by 100.
Starting point.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll. I mean, I don't know if that distance
not
there.
It's 100 wide, but you.
You can massage that.
10,000 square feet is a good
well,
size.
Well, even if
park.
We came.
Yeah,
it's
down
in
it
here.
That's true.
10,000 square
it can
feet
be,
by any means.
Yeah.
So
and then
you can
even
go smaller
make
than
this
that,
more plan. Parking here.
True.
But it's not wide enough to go 100 wide. But it, you know, if you went.
Right.
If
you go longer this way and shorter that way.
Yeah.
You could get close to it.
Yeah.
Okay. And in hopes that we'll be deleting a couple of those next year this time because they'll already be started. Now, we do not have a board member who possibly was responsible for all of Public Works number 3, but is everyone still okay with that?
Streets, lights. I'm okay
yeah,
with...
I think the last discussion, those were all right?
Yeah, I think we were here last time.
The safety of the streets and a lot of kids running around. Ding dong ditching or something at 9 o'clock at night. Toilet paper and houses.
Was that you guys too?
At least let me see who it is.
Yeah, right. So I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to see
yes.
if there's any public input?
Maybe just your dad.
We had some from Mr. Magoon. Any other public input on item 2 here under general business?
I don't know that you folks have it. Do you have it on your agenda? The budget?
Oh,
you do,
page.
Okay, good.
Okay, then, so.
You'll need a vote.
We'll need a vote.
And I will move those forward to the 3 departments.
I move that we approve.
With the amendment.
With the produced. Amendment on number 5, to possibly add a skate park. So I move to approve that with that amendment.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, it's been motioned and seconded that we move forward with the budget with the noted amendment. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All in favor. Number three, Clark County requests that the Barnesville Town Advisory Board to nominate a representative and alternate for the 2019-2020 Community Development Advisory Committee, lovingly known as CDAC, for discussion and possible action.
I wonder if that's why Dwayne is here, Mr. Chair.
Just to make sure my name don't get put on.
Well, if Brian's not here, you know what's going to happen. Mr. Chair, do you recall who was your CDAC?
That was me.
Was it you?
And I've done it for the past 2 years. I'm happy to continue if someone would like me to continue, because I know the process, and it does take a little bit to learn what's going on there.
You can arm wrestle whatever you'd like, but I'll need that filled out to stay with me tonight.
Brian has been the alternate which he hasn't had to or gone, because I do have.
Okay.
So,
well, Vern, if you're good to keep doing it, I nominate you.
Is that a motion?
I move to nominate Vern Pollack to continue serving on this committee.
Would you like to name an alternate to that motion?
Well, Brian's not here, so I move that we nominate Brian Avalon to continue doing what he's doing as well.
Okay.
Works for me.
Okay, it's been motioned and seconded that Vernon Pollack continues as a representative with Brian Havlin as an alternate for the Community Development Advisory Committee. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
So you plan to say no?
No, I've done it enough, and it takes some time, but
okay.
Okay, that's it. Any other comments by general public at this time under item number 8? We recognize our Highway Patrol officer here. Would you like to say anything to this group? We're glad you're here.
I just came by to hear about the skate park. I like that idea and just wanted to support them in that and see how that was received. So,
thank you.
Great, yeah. Yeah, we appreciate our citizenry and their ideas. It's good. Okay. Anything else from public comment? Thank you for being here. This does say next meeting date, September 26, 2019. That's maybe.
Maybe.
Because these meetings are quarterly unless there's
an item.
And
you don't have a budget
item
anymore, so.
So we don't have to meet for that. But we will have to meet once more in the
October, November, or December
area,
yep,
at least. So. Okay. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.